When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, put up the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older. And I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder, need a little Christmas now. Haul out the holly, haven't I taught you well to live each living day?
Fill up the stocking,
but Daddy made
it's 1 week past Thanksgiving Day now.
But we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute.
It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry.
So climb down the chimney. It's been a long time since I've got good neighborly.
Slice up the fruitcake. It's time we hung some tinsel on that Bayberry bough. For we need a little music, need a little laughter, need a little singing, ringing through the rocker. And we need a little snappy, happy ever after, need a little Christmas now.
Indeed, we need a little Christmas and we need a little holiday spirit. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and I thought for our special holiday program, the way to bring as much holiday spirit as I possibly could cram into the airwaves was to bring the jolliest elf in the theater district to join me today. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm thrilled to welcome Jordan Gelber, who stars as Buddy the Elf in the Broadway production of, no surprises, Elf. Welcome, Jordan.
Hello.
Jordan is holding down the holiday season at the Al Hirschfeld Theater. It's a terrific show. Jordan, what's it like being the lead in one of the most highly acclaimed holiday musicals?
It's really exciting. It's amazing. I feel like sometimes like a human version of Elmo because of the families that come. The kids are just so crazy for Buddy the Elf. It's just been like its own a gift that keeps giving every time I do the show.
And most of your audiences are families.
Yeah, a lot of families. A lot of families. We also get a lot of guys, like, you know. This is the first show I've ever done where we have
as opposed to girl guys.
Well, no, you know, like guys that you know that aren't going to go see me and All My Sons or you know go see Annie or something. We've had like David Wright came and John Neese, who were both on the Mets, and Michael Strahan did a thing. Like athletes are really into the humor of Buddy.
Into the Elf thing.
Yeah, into the Elf stuff.
Wow. Now, we'll get to the story of Elf in a second, but Buddy obviously works making toys up at the North Pole.
Well, and not too well.
Not too well. But let's hear one of the best toy lawn songs ever. This is, in fact, from Babes in Toyland by Victor Herbert, covered by Joe Stafford. Joe Stafford. So, Jordan, for the 8 people out there who didn't see the movie Elf or haven't seen the show, why don't you tell us a little bit about the premise of the show?
The premise is a pretty smart and simple one. It's an orphan accidentally found his way into Santa's bag of toys one Christmas, and Santa ended up bringing him back to the North Pole, and the elves decided that they would raise him. And now he's 30 years old, and he finally finds out that he's not enough. He's a human, and he still has a father out there who he's never met. So Santa says, you need to go meet your father, and he learns what it's like to be in the world of humans instead of elves.
And how many miles does he walk to New York City?
3,408 miles, yes. But it's a mile shorter if you take the George Washington Bridge instead of the Lincoln Tunnel.
One of the funnier sections of the show. Well, Santa Claus features very prominently in Elf, and it's played in this incarnation by?
Wayne Knight.
Does a terrific job. So here's one of the most famous Santa Claus songs. It actually came from a Broadway show, The New Faces of 1952. And here's Eartha Kitt to deliver one of the most famous Santa Claus numbers, really, of all time.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing, I really need the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Well, I can't think of anything I'd rather have Santa bring me than a big, glowing, happy, colorful, wonderful Broadway musical. And I'm happy to say that the newest and, for me, the most amusing show in the theater district is Elf, based on the film. And I'm thrilled to have the elf in question, Jordan Gelber, joining us on our holiday show. Have you ever been a guest on a holiday show before?
No, it's very exciting.
Yeah, I feel like Jonathan Schwartz. Like you're my Mandy Patinkin.
Oh, I wish I could do Mandy. I really can't do a good Mandy.
Really?
No.
Just sort of have to, I don't know, maybe if you hit your thumb with a hammer, you could hit one of those notes. One of the things that people are a little surprised at is how many Christmas classics actually came from a Broadway musical. And we're going to hear two in a row before we come back to Jordan. One is from a musical called Here's Love, which is a flop because it was based on Miracle on 34th Street. Great idea for a musical. I don't know what happens after January 3rd. It obviously closed back in 1963 with a score by Meredith Willson. And then we'll hear Be a Santa from another flop called Subways Are for Sleeping, score by Julie Stein and Comden and Green. But both shows gave us Christmas standards. So first, let's go to Lawrence Daysmith as the real Kris Kringle from Here's Love.
Pine cones and holly berries, popcorn for you, apples for me, red striped candy, nutcracker handy, kettle a bubbling, holiday tea, snow clouds hang low
and threatening. Maybe it won't. Praying it may. The brightest fireplace glows in every face, waiting for Christmas Day. There'll be walk-around songs and talk-around songs, songs of the inn and stable. There'll be morning time songs and evening time songs, and grace at every table. Jingle bells will jingle all the way, all day.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Popcorn for you, apples for me.
There's a
red striped candy, nutcracker handy, kettle a bubbling, holiday tea.
It's
snow clouds and roads threatening. Maybe it won't. Praying it may. The brightest fireplace glows in every face, waiting for Christmas Day. Waiting for Christmas Day.
Happy Santa, jolly Santa, give the world a Merry Christmas.
Be Kris Kringle, bells and jingle, what you bring, fill the world with joy. Come on and twinkle that twinkle, wrinkle your eyes, bobble your chins, ring out your bell, remember wink and giggle, wiggle your beard, keep up your grins, get out and sound.
Santa from Subways Are for Sleeping. There's a long story about that show, which I'll tell you another time because I don't want to waste a second with Jordan Gelber, our guest for our holiday show. Now, Jordan, you grew up, as I did, in Long Island. And what was your first Broadway musical?
The first Broadway musical I saw was Annie, the original Annie.
And what kind of impact did that have on you?
I just remember thinking that it was really cool to see another kid up on stage doing this, for me, what was this huge production. It was very exciting.
And you met the current Annie in the current revival?
I did. I met Lilla Crawford. We both did the Thanksgiving Day Parade together. It was very cool. It was like worlds of Thomas Meehan colliding.
Right, because he wrote the book to your show.
Yeah, wow. with Bob Martin.
And you're going to hopefully, well, you probably don't have a second off, but you'll probably try to see the current revival.
Yeah, ideally we close January 6th as our last show, and then after that I'm hopefully taking a couple of discounted tickets in the winter month of Broadway.
Well, it's a great production, so people should, after they see Elf, they should see Annie. So, of course, Annie concluded with a great Christmas number, which was done on the...
Done at the Thanksgiving parade.
And you were also on the Thanksgiving
parade. We were. One of my favorite stories is that I saw Lilla and she said, "Are you Elf from Elf?" And I said, "Are you Annie from Annie?" And we had a laugh and took a picture.
You bonded.
Yeah, we bonded over that.
Great. All right. Well, we'll bond over a new deal for Christmas from the original cast album of Annie.
I know the depression's depressing.
The carols are stealed, the scores are filled,
and windows are minus their dressing.
The children don't grin, the Santas are thin.
And I've heard a terrible rumor, no goodwill, no cheer, but we'll get a new deal for Christmas this year. Folks are bawling
and filled with despair, 'cause cupboards are bare.
But Santa's got brand new assistants. There's nothing to fear. They're bringing a new deal for Christmas this year.
I'm Polly Perkins. I'm Dickie's Wallace. I'm Morgan Thorne Cummings.
Fill a pocket with dollars.
Jordan Gelber, who's our guest today on Broadway to Main Street. We were talking earlier, and you said you were curious if there were any great Christmas songs written by non-Jewish people. Is that what you were asking about?
That there are so many written by Jewish people.
Right.
Who write a lot of great Christmas songs, and also Jewish performers like Danny Kaye doing great Christmas numbers.
Now, do you feel like you're a part of the whole Christmas spirit, being Jewish yourself, up on stage?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. It sounds, you know, schlocky, but you don't need to be Christian to have Christmas spirit. It's you know, it's just like a warm feeling during this time of year, and it's nice to feel that everybody can be part of it.
Yeah, and that's something that Buddy says in the second act, right?
Yeah, yeah. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
So there you go. All right, we're going to hear two songs not sung all that loudly, a little bit in a minor key. The first is from a musical also written by a great Jewish composer, Cy Coleman. I Love My Wife. It's James Naughton and Joanna Gleason. And then we'll move on to Dolly Parton from the film version of the best little, I can say it, whorehouse in Texas, singing another song about Christmas that doesn't always work out for people. But first, from I Love My Wife, Lovers on Christmas Eve.
I'm a softy, I guess, sentimental, oh yes, but I honestly do believe there's no kick to compare with the thrill that you share being lovers on Christmas Eve. Santa Claus turns me on, one ho ho, and I'm gone. Go on, say it, I'm too naive. But who cares and so what? Just as long as I've got my sweet lover on Christmas Eve. Easter's sweet, so is Lent, when it's spent in your arms. And Labor Day and our Arbor Day, they both have their charms, but they pale, I'm afraid, and I'll put in the shade by the natural high we achieve just by being together and lovers on Christmas Eve.
Jingle bells leave me cold, for Saint Nick I'm too old. Red-nosed reindeer, that's make-believe. Good old Scrooge, he's my boy. Still in all, I enjoy being lovers on Christmas Eve. Fuses blow, trees collapse, candy canes crack my caps, and when I get those bills, I grieve. But come snow or come slush, this old heart turns to mush when we're lovers on Christmas Eve. Flag Day's fine, May Day's keen, Halloween is a gem. And though they say Columbus Day is the creme de la creme, to my mind they're a bust, and are put in the dust by the natural high we achieve just by being together and lovers on Christmas Eve. And heaven knows that Hanukkah is happy, oh boy.
But they pale, I'm afraid, and are put in the shade by the natural high we achieve just by being together and married and lovers on Christmas Eve.
Me, I will go on. Maybe. Maybe I'll settle down. Maybe I'll just leave town. Maybe I'll have some fun. Maybe I'll meet someone and make him mine. Me, I'll be just fine and dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow, but still I won't let sorrow bring me way down. I'll be fine and dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow, but still I won't let sorrow bring me way down. I'll be fine and dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow, but still I won't let sorrow bring me way down. Cause I'll be
That was Dolly Parton singing Hard Candy Christmas from the best little brothel in Texas, just in case I don't want to offend anyone, because it's a holiday show and we should have a lot of cheer. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and I'm really thrilled that I can share our special holiday show with the jolliest elf in the theater district, none other than Jordan Gelber, who's playing the lead starring role in Elf, the musical, at the Al Hirschfeld Theater. I urge you all to see it. So, Jordan, do you have any favorite Hanukkah songs?
I mean, dreidel, dreidels. I mean, I can't think. I was trying to think of them.
That's kind of it.
You know, like, I always want to say Dayenu, but that's not a Hanukkah song.
No. Well, we'll pass over that.
I mean, when Moses was in Egypt, land, let my people go. But that's not Monica,
right? Hod Gad Yo.
No.
So Passover seems to
Adon
have
alums.
Cornered, Passover seems to have cornered the market on Jewish holiday songs.
Yeah.
But there have been a few attempts. So we'll listen to two Hanukkah songs. One is from Caroliner Change, music by Janine Tesori and lyrics by Tony Kushner, who wrote the screenplay to Lincoln, which is out in theaters near you. And then we'll segue into one of my favorite singers, Tom Lehrer, with his own version of a Hanukkah song, which I think spreads a menorah's worth of cheer everywhere. So we'll begin with Caroliner Change.
Thank you.
Baruch Atadonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kachanu Mitzvotav V'tzivanu L'Halik Ner Shel Chanukah.
I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel. Spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea. I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel. Here's the Judas Maccabeus. Boy, if he could only see us spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea.
That was the irrepressible Tom Lehrer. While we were listening to that, Jordan slapped my wrist and said, that's not from a Broadway show. But we decided to give Tom Lehrer a pass, right?
Yeah, we got to give Tom Lehrer a pass.
You love him.
I love Tom Lehrer.
Okay.
So, back and rag.
Sometimes Christmas can be a little dark for certain people. It's not always happy. And certain composers have managed to reach that side of the Christmas experience, I should add. If you're looking for a slightly less saccharine aspect of the holidays, you might get the new DVD of Dark Horse, which stars Jordan in Todd – I always mispronounce his last name.
Solondz.
Todd Solondz.
Well plugged. Todd Solondz.
New film, highly acclaimed. Time Magazine made it one of the best films.
Yeah, number 7 film of 2012.
And it's got – also it's got a sort of Broadway – it's got Donna Murphy.
Donna Murphy, who I have many wonderful scenes with. Justin Bartha, who's been on Broadway. Christopher Walken, who's been on Broadway.
Yes, in High Spirits. You know, he started as a musical comedy star.
Oh, yeah. He's a big vaudevillian.
So if you love musical comedy, go out and read Dark Horse. Okay, here's a slightly darker number. It resurfaced in a review called Starting Here, Starting Now, written by Maltby and Shire, and it's performed very brilliantly in her cabaret act by Karen Akers.
I was standing in the bedroom when it suddenly came clear that at last I don't remember that at one time you were here. All that stuff that used to haunt me, like your robe behind the door, for the first time I don't notice that it's not here anymore. And I don't remember summer, I do not remember fall, so it's possible December never happened after all. Did we trim the tree together? I can't get the image through, 'cause I don't remember Christmas and I don't remember you. Later on, to my astonishment, I did not feel a tug when I walked into the living room and saw the sheepskin rug. All those pesky little echoes, they're all gone without a trace. It was good to know I could grow unaccustomed to your face. 'Cause I don't remember Easter or the rainy day we met. Did we really have some good times? Come on, tell me, I forget. Did I think that you were springtime? It's all vanished in the blue. 'Cause I don't remember Christmas and I don't remember you. wants to leave you, well, let him, says a practical voice in my head. Any sensible girl would forget him, forget him, forget him. So Thanksgiving never happened, Bermuda is a blur, and I'm not the type to waste time over things that never were. Were you really my obsession till our ship of pleasure sank? No, I guess I must have dreamt you, 'cause the whole year is a blank. And I don't remember crying, and I can't recall your touch, 'cause I'd never be so stupid as to open up so much. Did I really say I need you? No, the words just don't ring true, 'cause I don't remember talking, and I don't remember laughing. I don't remember wanting, and I don't remember needing. I do not remember April, I do not remember Tuesday, and I don't remember Christmas, and I don't remember you.
Well, I don't think that will make anybody's list of favorite Christmas songs, but it's a very well-written one. I'm joined by Jordan Gelber, the lead in Elf, the musical on Broadway. Do you have favorite Christmas songs?
I've always been partial to Do You Hear What I Hear, the Andy Williams version. And
Andy Williams, you have to doff our Santa hat to him because we lost him this year.
That's right. Yep. It's a sad passing. Great entertainer. And the other one is Drummer Boy, a Little Drummer Boy, I like the Neil Diamond version especially.
I don't know the name. What's so good about the Neil Diamond version?
It's Neil Diamond. You know, play the drum, bum, 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 and all that stuff.
Okay, well done. We should go out and buy that. Well, one of my favorite Christmas songs is actually by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, and it's probably the goofiest one of all time, Turkey Lurkey Time from Promises, Promises. So we'll have a little Bacharach and David Christmas special.
It's turkey lurkey time. Tom Turkey ran away, but he just came home. It's turkey lurkey time. He's really home to stay, never more to roam. Let us make a wish, and may all our wishes come true. A snowy, blowing Christmas, a mistletoe Christmas, a turkey lurkey Christmas to you. A turkey lurkey Christmas to you. Was a gadabout, but she's got a kid. It's goosey-poosey time. Her time is running out, and
An unrecognized gem by Bacharach and David from Promises, Promises. I'm with Jordan Gelber, the actor who plays the lead character, Buddy the Elf, on Broadway. Now, Jordan, one thing I forgot to mention is you were in Avenue Q in the original cast. How long were you in that for?
I did over 1,000 performances on Broadway.
Which you went to Vegas too, right?
No. The puppeteers went to Vegas. The humans were not invited.
So what happens to the puppets in Vegas stays in Vegas.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. So is it different doing a quote-unquote regular Broadway show versus a Christmas Broadway show?
Well, no. What's funny is even though Elf is a holiday show, it is not structured nor is it created to be. It is a standalone Broadway musical. So it doesn't feel necessarily like I'm doing like The Grinch or you know, where it's really geared towards being just a Christmas show. I feel like this is more, it could be a standalone show as well.
Because it's got a fair amount of comedy and...
Yeah, it's got a lot of comedy. It's got a great musical theater narrative. You know, you follow this guy and his self-discovery and you know, joining up with his family and finding love and everything and... you know, I think it's like a old school, you know, golden age musical in that way.
And it's got a tremendous Broadway cast, too. It's got Leslie Kritzer,
Mark Jacoby, Beth Level,
Valerie Wright,
Michael Mandel. It's an incredible cast.
Great. All right. Well, we'll have a penultimate song where I'm sure Jordan and Buddy and I wish you a Merry Little Christmas. Here's Dorothy Loudon, who should be recognized again. She was the original Miss Hannigan in Annie, which was the first show Jordan ever saw. So she's going to sing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Christmas future is far away. Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here today, bringing joy that will last. Merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us, who will be near to us once more. Together, if the fates allow, until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So, have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us, who will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together.
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and I'm wishing you a Merry Little Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate, with my guest Jordan Gelber. We don't need no Mandy Patinkin. We don't need no John Pizzarelli. We've got Jordan.
That's right.
Now, Jordan, I have to say, one of the most moving things I've seen in a long time was your curtain call when the entire company parted and you walked all the way downstage, and you said it made you feel, the orchestra made you feel like who?
I call it my Sinatra at the Sands moment. It's really great. I mean, every actor should get that moment to feel like they're the, you know, the whole audience, you know, some of them stand up and cheer, and it's great. It's just, you know, the bow music is playing and playing and playing and playing, and then the cast opens up and the horns come in. It's like, ba-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da, and I come out and bow, and it's really exciting.
I love do you feel like that. Frank?
I do feel like Frank.
So I think maybe, should we close with Frank?
Oh, please.
Okay. So here's my favorite Christmas song. It's written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn. Have a great Broadway pedigree. And I want to thank Jordan so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And all our best from WPPB to our listeners. And here is Frank Sinatra with the Christmas Waltz.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. May your every New Year dream come true.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song wishes you and yours the same thing too.
You and
When the world falls in love, every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours, everyone,
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. May your every New Year dream come true.
Merry Christmas.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.